Let's get right to the latest from the campaign trail. A surprise endorsement today from former presidential candidate Carly Fiorina of her one-time rival for the Republican nomination, Ted Cruz, who won in Idaho yesterday in the primary, came in second to Donald Trump in Michigan and Mississippi.
When the establishment says Ted Cruz is too conservative, he's too much of a fighter, he won't get along, I say, you go, Ted.
So that surprise today came out after the other surprise last night. Bernie Sanders' upset win over Hillary Clinton in Michigan, so surprising that his campaign had to scramble to react. But now, today, Sanders is predicting he'll do well in Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio next week. Here's Sanders last night.
What tonight means is that the Bernie Sanders campaign, the people's revolution that we are talking about, the political revolution that we are talking about, is strong in every part of the country. And frankly, we believe that our strongest areas are yet to happen.
Domenico Montanaro is lead politics editor at NPR. Domenico, just jump right in. Bernie Sanders win. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, it was really a big win for him, obviously not expected. The polls definitely had it wrong going in, which is another one of those cautions that people have to wait to see how people do before they actually to tell how they actually will vote. What really resonated, apparently, was Bernie Sanders' message on trade. 58% of people in the exit polls said that trade policies take jobs away from the United States. He won those voters 2-1. He won his highest share of black voters so far, 31%. His campaign has been making the case that Southern black voters might vote differently than Northern black voters. That apparently held true last night. They might have different economic concerns, perhaps on trade. Some of those folks had worked in factories maybe and lost jobs or at least had concerns about that. He also did better with the age group of people 30 to 44. He won his highest share of them, more than a majority there. So, you know, he had a big night, and Clinton's team wonders what happened to their voters and whether or not they stayed home because of the polls.
Well, let's talk about that. I want to talk about polls, but you mentioned trade. And our Michigan reporters yesterday, we were there, said that the debate was going to have an impact, the most recent debate, because in it, Bernie Sanders, yes, accused Hillary Clinton of backing trade deals that he said cost jobs in Michigan. Yesterday, our Michigan analyst said, well, that wasn't entirely true. You know, Detroit made its own mistakes. She accused Bernie Sanders of voting down the auto bailout. He actually voted for a standalone bailout bill for the auto industry, but then voted against it when it was folded into the Wall Street bailout. So it sounds like maybe you're saying that, you know, people were paying attention and he won that debate.
I think Sanders has a much clearer message on all of these issues. I mean, if you think about their debate, which was in Flint the other night, and they were asked about, would you fire the head of the EPA, right? And Clinton gave this nuanced answer about, well, we would see who was responsible for what. I understand that the head of the EPA actually wanted to, have stronger action. And Bernie Sanders came out with a much clearer message and said, I will fire whoever was responsible for whatever happened in Flint. And that drew huge applause. Speaking of Flint, by the way, they split the county where Flint is, Genesee County, and by last check, Sanders had won there. That is pretty remarkable and should probably tell you everything you need to know, because that was at the heart of this campaign.
Yeah, well, let's move to the Republican side. Donald Trump winning big, Michigan, Mississippi, Hawaii. But John Kasich, the big question was he going to be able to pull off a second? He's the governor of the neighboring state, Ohio. He kind of was second and a half, you know, came in third. Here he is on the phone with George Stephanopoulos on ABC's Good Morning America.
You know, we did very well in Michigan. I went from single digit to
you were third place.
Basically tied. Well, George, it was very close. Cruz and I split the number of delegates. And you just read the poll that 43% of the late deciders decided in my favor. So, you know, the fact of the matter is we had not been heard. Now we're being heard, and we are gaining.
Domenico, true?
Well, I think what's important for him is to beat Marco Rubio in a lot of these places, because if the establishment looks at somebody and says, okay, well, maybe this is our guy, if they can stop Donald Trump from getting a majority of delegates heading into the convention, they've got to go with somebody. Now, I still think it's going to be very difficult to keep whoever has the most delegates going into the convention off of the nominating ticket. But right now, that's the only way that Washington Republicans anyway see themselves as having a chance. And for John Kasich, he's getting a second look.
Well, of course, and the question about Marco Rubio, many are asking, is can he afford to stay in? Because if he's behind Donald Trump, at least according to those polls that haven't been working very well this year, in Florida. And if he loses his home state, there go all his future chances at things like governorship. So we're keeping an eye on that. But Domenico, I want to mention in Michigan, we crisscross the state. And unlike Iowa, unlike New Hampshire, I never saw billboards. I never saw signage. I never saw people knocking on doors. I never saw flyers, pamphlets. This seems to be completely at this point an election around people telling their friends, people having – it's a ground up.
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders, I think their campaign in particular put a lot of money and effort into Michigan because they knew that if they lost last night, it would have been effectively over for them,
right?
Because they have to win in a big, diverse state. But it's very difficult when you have all this campaigning in, you know, two or three states for 6 to 8 months. Now, all of a sudden, they have to go run this sweep of states
right. In
a very short period of time. It's hard to do.
Right. Well, we'll see. And if it even matters, all the money being thrown at it, if it's just people having passion this year. Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor at NPR. Thanks so much.
Thank you.